I got to tell you, I've been reading about this Katie Holmes and the new boyfriend thing, and it really surprises me. Like, I'm so engrossed in it. And I don't usually get engrossed in celebrity, like, gossip like this.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't put your heart out there, all right? Because then bad things happen. Remember me, Camilla, and Shawn Mendes? I'm so upset.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. That never actually really happened. If you haven't heard this story yet, Katie Holmes was photographed with this new guy, and she's canoodling him. All the reports are saying canoodling, which I hate that word.
Right.
It's basically another word that they're cuddling in public.
Okay.
So this guy is a 33-year-old New York City chef. His name is Emilio Vitolo Jr., and I guess he works as a chef and aspiring actor, of course.
Of course. Always.
At one of New York City's top hotspot restaurants. So now he's
always decide they're going to be a slash actor,
always.
Slash dancer or whatever when they're hanging out with somebody famous, right?
Right. And it has nothing to do with the fact that this guy is 33, she's 41, nothing. But Katie Holmes has this reputation of being like this sweetheart, like America's sweetheart.
She's Joey, for God's sakes. Come on. She would never hurt anybody. And she was a prisoner of Tom Cruise and his alien wares.
It's true.
I mean, but it's still a cool position to be in.
Yeah, and like she's a good mom, like she's always protecting her daughter from like the public. But here's where the drama comes in. This guy, this chef that she's canoodling, he was engaged up until these pictures went public yesterday.
All right.
And when the pictures went public, he texted his fiance and dumped her via text.
Wow.
After they had been engaged for 18 months.
I mean, that's hardcore right there, right? I mean, without knowing whether or not the date's set or whatever and how long he's hanging out with Katie Holmes, Katie Holmes doesn't strike me as all that reckless, right? So that's the thing is, he might have hung out with her for the first time and thought that he was in love with her. He's like, yeah, I'm going to break this off. Instead of having this argument over these photos, we're done. But Katie Holmes doesn't seem like she would be photographed stepping out with somebody or hanging out with somebody all that loosely. I mean, her and Jamie Foxx were dating for like 6 years, and nobody knew it till after 5 years.
Yeah. And
nobody could prove it.
No, like the pictures of her and Jamie Foxx were so DL. To this day, I don't even necessarily know if I believe that
right,
they were dating.
Right, he was just walking her to her car.
Right.
Right. All right, I got your hand now. There's a puddle over here. Okay, you know, he was just being a nice guy. But these are like out, like the only photo I saw was her laughing. It seemed at a joke on like a patio, which I thought was his restaurant. But you're telling me they're holding each other?
Raven.
They're cuddling.
Look at this picture.
Oh my gosh.
I told you.
She's sitting on his lap.
I told you.
I mean, he's wearing an old guy hat and she's sitting on his lap. She's like looking at him with the love eyes.
And he dumped his fiance when these pictures went public the same day.
I mean, what choice do you have? You got to make a move at that point. Katie Holmes is giving you that look. She's sitting on your lap.
It's like if your hall pass all of a sudden told you that they were in love with you and you had to dump your husband or boyfriend or significant other. Are you going to take this guy that you fantasized about and leave your whole life behind?
Well, I mean, that's a question you're asking yourself, I guess, because you're asking me whether or not I'm gonna dump my wife for a celebrity woman who's coming on strong to me. And now she says we're in love.
Right.
There's certain celebrity chicks you could never leave a real person your spouse for.
Even
never.
If they're America's sweetheart?
You give me a list, and I'll tell you exactly why with each one of them.
All right, I'm going to make that list. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven.
I love this game.
Katie Holmes was photographed, and I hate this word, but canoodling a 33-year-old New York City chef. Now, that's not the big deal. What really struck me about this story, when these pictures went viral yesterday, he texted his fiance to dump her.
He's moving on.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. When you think of Katie Holmes as this wholesome America sweetheart, you don't think of her as the kind of woman that's breaking up an engagement.
A homewrecker.
Right? It's weird.
I mean, we that's a big jump, right? We have no idea where their engagement was and what their relationship status was. All we know is now it's over because he's got the celebrity fantasy, right? So you said if it's a hall pass and all of a sudden your hall pass turns around and says, I'm in love with you, what do you do? I'm telling you, you can't leave your real person, your wife, your spouse, whatever it may be, your engaged person for a celebrity because that's not real.
I've made a list of America's biggest sweethearts. And if these celebrities came on to you, would you or would you not leave your wife? And what's wrong with them? Okay.
Go. I love this game.
All right. Reese Witherspoon.
A very tough choice to come out of the box with. I mean, she comes off as super, super nice. But if you watch Big Little Lies, girlfriend's got secrets and skeletons of her own, right? And if she can look at Adam Scott in the face and cheat on him like that, then she could do it to me too. She's a good actress. I'd never be able to trust her.
Jessica Biel. I mean, she's choosing you over Justin Timberlake.
Well, you know what? With the year that Timberlake has shown her, it's not a big surprise that Jessica Biel is coming on to me strongly. Uh-huh. All right? And I appreciate her interest. I really do. But uh-huh. I think it's best that she goes home. Here's the reason why. Jessica Biel is probably a better person than me. And if she looks me in the face, she's got one of those faces where she can tell if you're lying.
What if?
I mean, I could be lying about anything. Food, cleaning, anything, and she'll know.
What if she says to you, though, will you help me get back at my husband, Justin Timberlake, for holding that lady's hand, that actress's hand? You won't be the rebound guy for Jessica Biel?
Rebound signifies that you're going to be there 1 minute and gone the next.
Mm. How about Scarlett Johansson?
You know, there was a time when I loved Scarlett Johansson, and I almost fell back in love with her when she was the voice of the computer in that weird movie with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
But the fact is that she's a heartbreaker. Anybody that she gets close with, any marriage she in, she destroys it after, like Black Widow.
Okay.
It's a real thing.
Julia Roberts, America's sweetheart. Julia Roberts wants to spend her life with you.
Yeah.
And you have to look at your wife and make a decision. What do you do?
Do I have to call her mom? She's a little bit older than me.
Yeah, not that much older than you.
Yeah, no. That face is too large. No.
What?
Smile is wide.
That smile is what makes her famous.
Yeah, well, that's good, Grandma.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do like her. And she's very sassy and very nice. The problem with her is she's still on an upward trajectory.
Okay. All right?
And clearly myself,
downward.
I'm more on the backside of the mountain.
Yeah.
Right? And so
you are sliding down that backside.
For a bit, it's going to be like heaven. But then I'm going to be sad. You know, she's going to have to move on. And if I truly love her, I'm going to have to wish her well.
One last one. Sandra Bullock.
Well, I mean, Sandra Bullock's a really tough choice. Sandra Bullock shows up in my house and tells me that she's in love with me and I'm supposed to leave. My wife is probably going to have to beat her to death in the front yard.
Okay.
Or else I might have to go.
That's terrible.
She's so nice.
Dr. Phil is asking his fans to stop doing this.
You have to stop commenting daddy on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. It's a little weird.
Stop calling him daddy.
Right. I mean, if you call other people daddy that aren't your daddy, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you've probably got some daddy issues anyway. So I'm not sure if this other person's daddy's feelings are hurt, but it is getting a little bit weird, I suppose.
It's Anna and Raven. I had to tell Raven to stop calling himself daddy.
That's right.
Yeah. Raven in the studio many times when we're just out, he refers
sometimes
to himself as daddy.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
times.
Daddy needs to go to the bathroom.
Daddy likes this. Right. Daddy wants that. Why would the first example be me using the restroom? Why would that be the first example?
Because I feel like that's the most common one I hear in here. Daddy's right. Got to go to the bathroom. I'm
right.
Like, okay.
Right. Well, that's what, you know, that's how I live in the role when I'm at home, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm daddy of the household. I'm daddy to the dogs. I'm daddy to the kids. So, you know, basically, I refer to myself as daddy.
And the weird part is that I do the same thing.
You're at home.
When I'm home. Right. It's like, all right, mommy's going to do this. Mommy's going to do that. First of all, why am I referring to myself like that?
I mean, to be fair, you did call yourself mommy a couple times in the last couple weeks. And I got to tell you, I kind of felt like what you were saying before because I immediately felt icky when you did it.
Right. Because it's one thing when you're at home and you have your toddler and you're an 11-year-old running around.
Right.
But I even noticed that with my husband, Paul, is like, I call him daddy because, like, the girls call him daddy.
Sure.
So even if we're out, just the two of us, I'd be like, all right, daddy, like, we got to run to the grocery store, Home Depot. And then I'm like,
just the two of you, huh?
Yeah. It's weird, right?
I think it's
habit.
You know, some people in a couple think that's hot talk. You know what I mean?
No.
Your mama, your daddy.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's where the power is running through.
Daddy, who's going to clean the toilet this week?
Yeah, okay, that's well, that's not sexy.
Real hot right
when you
there.
Do that, that's not sexy.
You know what is sexy?
What?
When he cleans the toilet.
Yeah.
It is weird, but I think people do that. They refer to themselves in their family life as mommy and daddy.
Sure.
And I think
the roles they play.
But why are they calling Dr. Phil daddy? That I don't know.
It's probably the mustache. That's something about that bald hair. And the fact that he's smart, right? And he's always got an opinion on something. And you feel like if you go to him with a problem, he gives you the answer.
Right. But if you call Dr. Phil daddy, you definitely have daddy issues.
Yeah. And don't call him that in the presence of his wife, who's always there.
Right.
You can't get away from the two of them together.
And the other thing, Raven, stop calling yourself daddy in the studio. It's weird.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Listen to this, Raven.
I made this fake email and I found a list of a bunch of restaurants that offered birthday freebies. And I put my birthday on each website for a different day of the year. So I have 365 days of free food. Tomorrow I have a free meal from Benihana's.
Uh-huh. If you go through all the trouble to create fake birthdays every day to get free food from restaurants, that's definitely all I need to know about.
I mean, that's a lot of work is what I'm thinking, right?
For
I mean,
what?
One email will only, well, I guess if you chose a different day, if you had 365 restaurants that you wanted to go to, I guess that would make it easier.
I mean,
if not,
it's
you
ridiculous.
Need multiple fake emails and multiple things like that.
Well,
right?
You only need one email. You just have to go to each site and register your birthday as a different day.
As a different day. But again, right. I mean, I can't think of 365 places that I want. So realistically, there's probably 50 places, even on my biggest wish list in the area that I'd want to eat at.
Yeah.
So that means I'm going to require 365 days. I'm going to need at least 7 emails
right.
to go ahead and get a fake meal, a free meal from
uh-huh.
And doesn't a waitress, you know, recognize you if you do it that way sooner or later?
Maybe not if you spread it out.
I guess
who
that's
knows?
True, right? If you're like, well, it's been 3 months now. I can go back to that one. Say it's my birthday also.
You really think the waitress at Applebee's cares that you're back for your free
no,
brownie
sundae?
No,
true. And yeah. as long as you tip, I don't think that the server ever cares. Right.
But it's just the fact that you would even go through all the trouble to do this boggles my mind. Mm. And it's definitely all I need to know about you.
You know, getting the free burger or whatever in the email, though, is always nice.
Mm.
Especially if it's one of, like, your favorite joints, you know, from Moe's every year. Because I was in so early on Moe's. You know, they don't do it anymore. But you get a free home wrecker burrito.
Oh, wow.
And you get the chips and the drink.
I don't have any Moe's by me.
See?
Yeah. All right.
Sad day for you.
I guess so.
I'm sure Chipotle does something very similar. So just, you know, take advantage of that if you can. If you're checking the cameras constantly to see what's going on in your neighborhood because of all that's been going on around the vehicles, and you're just waiting to see that person get tackled at the end of your road, that's all I need to know about you.
You're still on this?
The cops are in force in my neighborhood and in the neighborhoods around us this morning here. I love it.
If you're just catching up, Raven's neighborhood has been plagued with the people breaking into cars.
Oh my gosh, it's happening so much.
He's been talking about it for days. And all he wants to do is hide in the bushes with a folding chair.
That's what I want to do.
Right.
But I don't have the extra days anymore. I don't have any more personal time off.
But now all the police are there and they're ready to find these people.
They're around in the area.
And you just keep checking your Ring camera.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I have it set up now that it doesn't even just record for motion. It just records all day long.
24 hours a day.
And then I just scroll through and I'm like, oh, who's that? Who's that?
Just some guy walking a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, that's what it's been. But I'm keeping an eye out.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Did you ever get kicked out of somewhere? Like they asked you to leave and you were like, all right. And then you had to get up and walk out.
Mm.
What happened? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I witnessed something that was very strange the other night. I was out. I stopped at the corner store just real quick to pick up a couple things. And I'm in there. And, you know, at this store, the mask enforcement, I'll just say, I have seen has been sporadic at best, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the attendant's wearing it. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes people in there or whatever. People don't want to confront people. That's what I see. So, unfortunately, there's a group that walks in, teenagers mostly, you know, maybe 20-somethings or whatever, and they're not wearing masks. There's an elderly person there in the store as well. At the same time, they are wearing a mask. And they say to them that, hey, you guys should be wearing masks. It's the rules, you know, keep everybody safe, that kind of thing. And to which, obviously, they took issue with it. There's a little interaction going on here. So as the noise kind of goes up and everybody's rolling their eyes or whatever, the clerk did something that was very surprising to me. He asked the elderly woman to leave.
The elderly woman?
Yeah,
leave?
Didn't ask the teenagers to leave. And I think maybe it was because there's like 3 to 5 of them or whatever. And the woman seemed to be, you know, kind of done anyways. But he asked her to leave. And I'm thinking to myself, this is somebody who lives around the corner, too.
Oh, that's nuts.
Obviously comes to your store with some sort of frequency. And it just struck me as totally weird that you kicked her out instead of them.
Imagine her reaction when she was kicked out.
She wasn't happy. She seemed baffled by the whole thing, couldn't believe it, said one thing and walked out the door. But, you know, a lot of times when you do get kicked out of a place, it's actually bad information that got you kicked out, too. And that's what you're so mad about. It's not that you just got asked to leave. It's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
What?
Have you ever been kicked out of a place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Where did you get kicked out of?
I've been kicked out of many places in my life, but I can remember one very good instance. All right. I was doing a concert, all right, in radio. I had announced the band going on, the headliner of the band, and then went out to the arena and was, just getting into my seats. We were taking all the teenagers, hard band, hard rock band or whatever. And there was a belligerent couple in front of us, and they were like arguing with each other. And then they started throwing beer at each other. And I got hit with beer, and my wife said something to the other girl, and the girl turned around and pushed me, and the security came down and kicked me out.
Wow.
It was absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I've only been kicked out of anywhere once in my life, and it was so embarrassing. And you know me, like, I'm a rule follower.
Right.
So this was
completely.
One,
so yeah. It's mortifying for
mortifying.
You.
Mortifying. And it was actually at a concert, too. It was at a Beastie Boys concert.
Right.
And I was young. I was like, I don't even think I was 20 years old at the time. And we were in the mosh pit. And
Bad Anna.
Right, Bad Anna. I lit up a cigarette. Now, keep in mind, now,
wow.
I can't even imagine, like, I don't smoke.
Who was that person?
Who was that person?
Who was that girl?
At
the Beastie Boys.
At the Beastie Boys.
And how do they find somebody smoking a cigarette in the mosh pit anyways? I mean, it's just a set of bad circumstances for you.
The bouncer said to me, he was like, you have to put that out or you have to leave.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
was like, all right.
And you refused?
No, I put it out. But then I lit another one.
Oh, good.
Like, what's wrong with me? Like, can you imagine being that young and stupid? Like, I'm so embarrassed of myself.
Right.
And he said, okay, you're out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Right. And then did you cry? Did
what?
You beg or anything like that? Or were you defiant? Well, were you then like, oh, you fascist?
The thing was, it's like, it's a huge crowd. And I was by myself because all my friends had dispersed in the crowd. And this was like pre-cell phones. So now I'm
you gotta hang outside.
The arena. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never going to see my friends again.
Right.
I'm gonna die here standing outside right. his door.
That was an eye-opening experience for you, and you changed your behavior after that.
Never smoked a cigarette again. Learned my lesson the hard way.
You know, when you get kicked out of like a bar or a pub or something like that, chances are it's probably your fault. You mm-hmm. just had too many. But for the most part, they're going to hit the reset button tomorrow or the next day and say, you're good. There was that time that I got dragged out of the Mexican hotel, too, by the police, the federales. But it's a little different.
It's a story for a different time, I think.
1-800-330-9999.
Did you ever get kicked out of somewhere? What happened and where was it? Oh, you know what I forgot?
What's
that? I got kicked out of my daughter's swim school.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but that...
What happened?
You know, like, I don't like to cause a scene. Like, I don't like drama.
But this time...
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Where did you get kicked out of? What happened? It's Anna and Raven. So, my daughter was in swim school a few years back. Do you remember this? And they kept changing her instructor, and she would cry on the sidelines, and she wouldn't go in the water, and she would cry and cry, and they would just ignore her. So, I finally went to, like, the owners. I'm like, hey... Like, if you're not going to stand, let me go next to her. I'm like, you can't just let her cry in a corner while I sit in the stands and watch.
Right.
And they started giving me a hard time. You can't mess with mama. I got really mad. And
sure.
I was like, you know, there's a million other schools here that do a better job. I'm like, you're a new establishment. And they told me to take my business to another school and to get out.
Oh, okay.
And I asked if they were going to refund my money. And they said no. And I said, I didn't care. And then I just...
Yeah, that was the argument.
That was it.
You feel like you won or you lost on that?
I feel like I won because...
I mean, they kept your money.
There's no win or lose.
You removed your daughter,
it's
right.
It's embarrassing, though, because all the parents are watching. And I have, like, my... You know, at the time, Hayden was, like, she was young. And she's
sure.
just crying. And I'm holding her. And I was so mad. And I remember saying to my husband, I handed her to Paul. And I said, go wait outside. And I've... And he gave me the look
I'm
like,
going to handle
oh
this
my gosh,
right
what is
now
happen?
At this point. We're talking about times that you got kicked out, the last time that you got kicked out of somewhere.
Yeah, that was actually, I forgot about that. When did you get kicked out of somewhere? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You got kicked out of somewhere?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Where'd you get kicked out of?
My kid's school.
What happened?
Kicked out of the kid's school. That's a good one. All right, what? Yeah, give us the dirt. What happened?
My son got a kindergarten kid went over to my son and pushed my son, and my son grabbed him and threw him against the wall, and I cussed out the principal and he told me to leave the building.
So wait a minute. Just for clarification's sake, is your son also a kindergartner at the time, or is he actually 23 years old with a beard? And he picked up this 40-pound child and threw him 12 feet like a John Wick movie.
No, my son's only 9 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nine versus five, though.
Yeah, but you can't curse out the principal except you're really mad.
I mean,
I understand.
You know, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's Daddy Bear jumping in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You did what you had to do. Yeah. I forgive you.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, did they ever let you back in?
Nah, right now I'm still kicked out.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. And on Raven, did you ever get kicked out of somewhere?
Yes, it wasn't somewhere. It was a senior high school trip.
Oh, what happened? Oh,
better than senior citizens. Okay, so yeah. What happened?
Senior high school trip to Washington, D.C. We get to the hotel in Washington, and my brother, who was based at Andrews Air Force Base, knew I was there, so he wanted to see me. So he came over from the base, and he wanted to show me a new pickup he got. I went out to the parking lot. We sat in his new truck, and we caught up. And then when I went back in, the principal was standing there. And the very next day, he sent me home on the train and the bus back to Long Island.
I mean, wow. Did they send you back with a chaperone or anything?
No, that was the odd thing. Like, you know, I really wasn't... I was a senior in high school, but I really hadn't traveled by myself.
Right. Like, I mean, I understand why you'd be in trouble. You leave the hotel. They have liability issues. They got to know where you are. So that's like a whole danger. But then they put you solo on a bus and then send you on a train home. Seems a little counterproductive.
They're
to
like,
me.
Hope you survive.
Yeah, yeah. But you're no longer our problem.
Right.
Peace out.
Class on Monday, first period.
It was completely innocent, too. We just sat in the truck. We caught up, and I was back in the hotel in 10 minutes. But I guess I broke the rule, but I didn't feel like I broke it enough to be sent home alone.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
I mean, that's always the thing when you get kicked out of somewhere, right? The indignity.
Right.
You're like, what? What?
Right.
And I've always made it a rule that you can never say, do you know who I am?
Well, because nobody knows who you are, Raven.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
1-800-330-9999. You ever get kicked out of somewhere? Where was it and what happened? Alex wrote he got kicked out of a Facebook group. We've had to ban a couple people from our Facebook page for, you know, being not nice to other people.
Well, it does happen, right?
Yeah.
This is where it all starts. The last place you got kicked out of. I saw an elderly woman get kicked out of a store the other day just for telling some teenagers to put on a mask.
It's Anna and Raven. It happens all the time. Like, you get kicked out of somewhere, and you all of a sudden, it's like that shame and humiliation that comes along with it because you're asked to leave, and you're like, it hurts, you know?
Sometimes it's worth it, though.
1-800-330-9999. It's the last place you were kicked out of.
Yes, my daughter at school.
What happened?
Well, there was a boy in the bus who used to beat her every day, and one day I said to her, beat him up. And she beat him, and they called me to the school, and I told the principal that I told her to defend herself, and she kicked me out of the office.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Then you sick your daughter on the principal.
Yeah.
Beat him up next.
No,
just kidding.
No, but my dad always said the same thing. You never throw the first punch,
right?
But if somebody hits you, you defend yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you finish them. Yeah. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Anna and Raven, when did you get kicked out of something?
Yes, this is a very embarrassing story.
What happened?
It was my son's first Pop Warner football game. He was 5 years old at the time. Me being the excited dad that I am, the very first play, he scores a touchdown. They call it back.
Oh, my gosh. And you lost your mind.
Mad.
Right.
I get so mad.
Right.
So they replay the play again. He scores another touchdown. They call that back.
Oh, my gosh.
I dropped the biggest F-bomb on the field, and they immediately told me to get off. Are they going to forfeit the game?
Oh, my gosh.
I was so... I had to take the walk of shame.
Yeah.
And this was over 10 years ago.
And you're still notorious for it, I'm sure.
Wait, but did they give him the touchdown?
Oh, man. I get so much grief for that every now and then. Oh, man.
I'm going to call them back. Like, what fouls, what penalties are they actually calling in Pop Warner?
Like, just ignore it. These kids are like 5 years old at the time.
Right.
I was... I was so embarrassed.
I'm with you, man. With you. I can understand how that happened. That was a slippery slope you were caught in. Right? It was a vortex.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. And on Raven, what'd you get kicked out of?
So I got kicked out of my dog's daycare because I got in an argument with another dog dad about the way his dog was being too aggressive towards my dog. And he complained to the police, and they told me that me and my dog are no longer welcome there.
Oh, that sucks, because as a kid, if your parent acts up and embarrasses you somewhere and you like it, you want to go back. And now your dog is pissed at you.
Your dog is like, why can't we go back to that fun daycare?
Why can't you just behave yourself, Mom?
Right.
I mean, I get it. The dog was rowdy, but just mind your business.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same way. I get crazy about my dogs. Forget it.
Where'd you get kicked out of? You could always head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven. Funny thing happened yesterday on the show, right around this time. It's Anna and Raven. We were talking about objects in your home, random objects that you name. And Raven said this. Well, the most common things that people name are plants, which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, they have personalities. That's what they say. You're supposed to talk to your plants and play music for them, and some of them like different things than others. They have personalities, they say.
It's Anna and Raven. You are so insistent that plants have personalities.
Have you ever heard that plants like different kinds of music and stuff like that? Like, I mean, some of them. Beverly Hills Cop. This one goes nuts for James Brown. This one likes Mozart. That's what they say. Well, Judge Reinhold in that movie.
Okay.
Primarily. That guy. His character's name was Billy.
I've compiled a list of five different plants that you may find in your home.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could tell me the kind of personalities they have since you're so insistent that these plants have these big personalities.
To be fair, I'm not a botanist. Oh. I don't know anything about plants or horticulturists or whatever they are.
I don't know anything. Music.
I couldn't identify a single tree in my yard.
Okay.
I couldn't identify a plant. But I mean, I've seen some flowers. So if you give it to me, I'll do my best.
You walk into your family room and you look over. Yeah. Oh, and there's your friend, Ophelia the Orchid.
Oh,
what
kind
of personality does Ophelia the Orchid have?
Well, you know, it's been my experience that orchids are a flower that are well loved by ladies. All right. So then to me, it seems like it's like a sexy flower. All right. It's like a sexy flower that's over there in the corner. Hey, Ophelia. Ophelia, you look so good this morning.
Oh.
I'm very proud of you. You look like you're perking up here. Look at this. I mean, all the work that you're putting in, I can really see it.
Okay.
What do you want to listen to this morning? Some Keith Sweat or something like that?
Yeah.
How'd that be?
Keith Sweat.
Right.
Like it's 1996,
She likes what she likes, okay? She likes what she likes, Ophelia.
Let's walk into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
We walk into the kitchen, and there's good old Sally the Succulent.
Oh, Sally the Succulent. That's like that's like one of those plants that won't die. Right? Mm-hmm. The succulent, right? Mm-hmm. Needs to be out there. Doesn't get a lot of water or anything like that.
Yep.
Sally the succulent's like a cowgirl.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She's out there. She's easy going. She's like in the Four Corners area here in the United States.
Just won't die.
Enjoys horseback riding. Okay. And, you know, she's on that Farmers for Us or whatever, that farmer dating site. There.
Oh.
Right, farmers only, something
farmers
like that.
Only.
That's where Sally is. That's what Sally's doing.
Okay, let's walk into the dining room.
Uh-huh.
In the dining room, in the corner, you have your hutch. And in the hutch, oh my gosh, it's Barry the bonsai tree.
Oh, nice. Good to see you, Barry.
What kind of personality does Barry the bonsai tree have?
Well, he's disciplined, but he's also calm, right? So, you know, the whole thing about the bonsai tree is close eyes. Close eyes. That's what Mr. Miyagi says to Daniel-san, right?
Okay.
Then you envision the tree as you see it should be, and then you prune the tree when you open your eyes back up.
But what's the personality of the bonsai tree?
Just I'll just say Barry is feeling good. He feels calm.
Yeah.
He's collected. He knows who he is in life.
Okay.
And, he feels good about those things.
How about Paisley the Peace Lily? One more. We'll do that. Paisley the Peace Lily.
Yeah.
Is she, like, cool? You know, she has peace in her name, I would think.
You know, peace to me, though, like, she's over there by herself, you know? And while she thinks she wants peace all the time, at the same time, she'd just like to be invited to the party, all right?
Oh.
And Barry the Bonsai says, you know, it's totally cool you can come there, but Sally, she's a little bit intimidated by Sally the Succulent.
Oh.
So, 'cause Sally is very, like, she's robust, you know?
Oh.
She's tough. And so, you know...
Charlie the Cactus, is he invited to the party?
Oh, Charlie gets to come back. Charlie goes back under the cowboy. He comes back in, and Charlie the Cactus is like,
Cactus.
Like the old friend of Sally. You know, they used to date in high school.
Okay.
They're not dating anymore, but they're still cool,
and he
can come to the party.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Plants have personalities. I walk into my house, I see a whole bunch of friends now. It's very different.
Well, you need the musical interludes. That will really help.
Yeah.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
What's new and exciting in your world?
I'm packing up to go on girls' weekend.
Oh, that is so exciting. Where are you going? What are you doing?
We're going to Rhode Island. You can't beat the price after Labor Day. And guess what? There's no kids on the beach.
Well, right. Everybody's back at whatever kind of school they're at. Well, that's exciting. That is fun. And what's Raven going to be doing home alone? Have you given him tasks or is he just going to like...
I honestly, it's girls' weekend. I don't care what he eats or what he does, Anna. Like, right. It's not my problem.
Now, on the other hand, I have big plans, Anna Sapp.
Oh, what are your plans?
Oh, I've made a list of activities. I've made a list of options for me to watch on television. Okay. And I've made a list of all the things I'm going to eat.
Okay. First, let's start with the activities, Raven. What are your activities?
Oh, okay. So I've got a couple...
Show her the list. It's great. Like, he has headings for everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a real list, right?
You have a list?
Hold on, I'm going for it right here.
That's what you've been working on, is what you're going to do this weekend?
Don't act like I've been working on this on company time, all right? This is my own personal time, so don't you judge me on what I've got here. So under activities, I've got a Costco trip, and then I've got a lighting project that I have for the house.
Okay.
I've got to clear some emails. That's on here. And I got to order topsoil. These are big things I have to do.
You had to make a list for this?
Yeah. I've got my food written down. Pork chops, one meal.
Okay.
Steak, ribeye. I'm having either a ribeye or a strip steak. And guess what, honey? I'm leaving all the fat on the meat. All the fat on the meat.
It's better than last year. When
I don't care.
Subheading, ice cream sandwiches. So a trip to Stew's is in order here.
Okay.
I'm going to use my Dunkin' gift card. Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of stuff planned.
Okay.
Yep.
But you're not supposed to have coffee. It makes you crazy. Did you forget?
No. Decaf.
Are you just saying that because it's me?
No, I got to get a big and toasty, man.
Okay.
Sandwich.
All right.
When nobody's looking.
All right.
Bagel with cream cheese if I want to. Double down. Boom.
One bagel or two?
You guys want the answer for you guys or you want the answer for anything could happen? I'm just saying there's no rules this weekend.
Yep.
I mean, I said I didn't care. I didn't think you were going to go into such detail. Like, now I'm like, oh, my gosh.
What
like,
kind of weirdo?
Come home and he's going to be in a food coma.
Alicia, what kind of weirdo writes down a list like that?
I've got all my TV options listed out here. Sports that are coming up this weekend. I'm not going to miss a thing, Anna Sapp,
right.
Unless I fall asleep.
Okay.
I didn't ask her for a thing this
time.
My list
has, like, two things on it. Bathing suit and Tito's.
Nice.
Right.
All right. So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I mean, he's been good. He took me out to this little Italian ice shop that is only open during the summer. And for some reason, we have not made it there at all this summer. And they closed this weekend while I'm away. He actually took me twice, 2 days in a row, because I needed to have it. But other than that, I feel like I've been super busy and haven't. Oh, he faked throwing his back out. And there was that.
That was not a fake thing.
Oh, my God. He keeps talking about this.
You guys are cruel. Okay. All right.
Raven, so Alicia, he's.
I hope you never have like an organ failure or something like that that people can't see on the outside of you, because then you just assume it's fake.
It only seems to bother you when you need to do something.
I have never thrown out my back like that before. Don't act like I have ever said that before. That was something different.
He's jumping around the studio like nothing is wrong.
Oh, you are.
And then all of a sudden.
I can't even believe you.
We're sitting down to like do work. He's like, you know, I threw out my back and nobody believes I threw out my back.
Oh, my gosh.
You seem fine.
Can you pick up that pen I just dropped? And he's like, oh, no, I threw out my back. I can't do that.
You can't throw out your back only when it's convenient for you.
I hope you guys feel good. I do. I hope you guys feel good. Yep.
So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week with his fake back problems?
Yeah.
And his listening.
I can't wait for one of you to break an ankle because I ain't carrying you up a single step.
Big and toasties and three bagels with butter and cream cheese.
Okay, you're getting a B for back. How about that?
Yep. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it feels real.
Mm-hmm.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Tina and Wade. Wade, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
Recently, Tina started watching a few documentaries on, you know, like Netflix about food and like food processing, and she just like came to the conclusion that she doesn't want to eat meat anymore. So, you know, she's not pushing her beliefs on me, thankfully, because, you know, I love eating meat and everything, but she doesn't want to cook any meat inside the house at all. And I honestly think she's a little kooky for not wanting to do that, because, you know, she's the cook and I really miss eating chicken.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I would miss it. I can't watch those documentaries. I know what he's talking about. I've seen a couple of them cycling on Netflix recently and HBO, too. And I can't watch them because they are horrific.
No,
it's absolutely terrible. Yep. It's inhumane. It will make you feel absolutely terrible if you pay attention to those things.
I got to be honest. I've actually cut back on a lot of meat lately.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you a saint. No. You know it's still going on out there. No. You're not marching to stop anybody doing it. So you're no better than anybody else. And you're just getting less meat.
Right. It's just something about it like triggers in my head and it turns my stomach now. But I understand.
Right.
But so, Tina, you just won't cook meat for your husband anymore because of this?
Yeah. So I just decided it's not the right thing for me. And I'm not keeping him from cooking it. He can cook his own stuff. I mean, I have taken on like the role of somebody who makes a lot of food in the kitchen. So I get that he's used to that. But I mean, we've been married for a long time. Things change, you know. I feel like I transcended the argument of being a vegetarian. Like I always knew that it was wrong how they treated animals. But again, I just sort of like got over it.
Right. Because you really, really, really like steak. Right. No, I understand.
Me too.
I get it. But this, I want you to know. This is how it starts, Wade, all right? Like, at first, they watch and they go, well, you know, it's all right that you continue to eat meat or whatever. I'm not putting my judgment on you. And then, like, you know, 7 weeks from now, you're a murderer.
That's not true.
Yes, he is. He's He's a murderer.
No, there's a lie. I have a lot of friends that one of them eats meat and the other one doesn't. It's just the way it is. But, you know, it's funny you bring that up because I do think they all cook meat at home for their kids. She makes a good point, Wade. Why don't you just cook your own meat?
I just, you know, she's been, you know, cooking for the past 15 years and I'm not the best chef.
He doesn't want to change his life. Just because she made this change doesn't mean I've got to change too.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Wade, that, Tina, it's not going to kill you to throw some chicken on the grill or steak on the grill and cook like you always did before, you know, to help your husband out so he can eat.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, the killing's already happened before that.
But they may see your side, too, Tina, where if you just feel grossed out and you don't want to touch raw chicken anymore and it's not your thing, then, Wade, just cook it yourself or really get into beans, I guess. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I can't wait.
Yep. I'm down.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Tina watched a few of those documentaries about eating meat, and now she doesn't eat meat anymore. That's the thing.
I mean, good for her, right? She saw something. It made her feel a certain way, and she made the change. That's cool.
Right,
and,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Wade doesn't have a problem with that. He just wants dinner back.
Right. 15 years she's been cooking him dinner, and he says it's not fair that she will not cook meat anymore. She says you can eat all the meat you want. You just got to cook it yourself. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'll be on her side, but with a stipulation. Tell him to go out and get a Traeger grill. He'll learn how to cook fast. Watch the website. Now, when he starts bringing this meat in, it's just a fad she's going through. When she wants to bite, nah. Forget about it.
He's like, you smell this smoked sausage? You smell this smoked sausage? This sausage, right?
I'm telling you, you don't even have to be a good cook. Everything's timed. You make your hamburgers the same. You flip them in 3 minutes. You put your steaks on by the cut. Oh, my God.
This commercial powered by.
Right. I am Googling it now. Thank you for the call.
Get him at PC Richard. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. All over the place, the votes this morning. It's Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Tina watched a couple documentaries, decided she's not eating meat anymore. Actually, kind of common. A lot of people have been doing that.
Yeah.
The problem is,
I mean, it's horrific if you watch this stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it. If you love meat, don't watch those
documentaries. Don't watch those things. Right, if you don't want to think about it.
So she's a vegetarian now. No problem with that. Problem is that her husband, Wade, he's got an issue with it.
Yeah. Well, Wade says, basically, you can't just abandon me now. You've been doing all the cooking for 15 years. Even though you're not eating meat, it seems unfair if you just stop making it for me.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Let's check the text line. She doesn't need is all capitalized, to do anything for him. Make your own dinner if you're that upset. Okay.
That sounds like a fun partnership.
Bev from Ridge wrote, I agree with him. She may not want to eat meat, but there are other people in the house. If they were having company, would she refuse to cook meat for them? That's a good point.
It is a good question, but it's also, a company is an exception, and it's not the rule.
Mm. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
I am
him on his side, but to a point. He's a good boy. Learn how to cook.
Right. Do we really know he's a good boy?
I mean, we don't know if he's good, but he is a big boy. Right.
Yeah.
I'll sign off on that part of it anyways. He is a grown man.
Cook a hot dog, for God's sake.
You're right, right. We can trust him with the hot plate.
Maybe,
you're right.
Like a hot dog. Just got to boil it. It's not that hard. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I had a husband who didn't cook for 40 years. We have a vegan, we have a gluten-free, and someone that eats meat in the house. He taught himself after 40 years how to cook to everybody.
Can he come and teach my husband, too?
Right, right. Is he offering any master classes?
Right.
We both cook. A marriage is a compromise. You got to share.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on her side. I don't think I liked his reason for not stepping in and taking on some of the cooking duties. It sounded a little like a cop-out. You know, we've done it. I don't do it well. So for that reason, I'm on her side. He could step up.
Yeah, he sounded a little bit immature and childish. On the other hand, he sounded just like me, Anna.
Right.
He sounded exactly like what I would say. I'd be like, but why?
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Wait, our audience agreed with you this morning. Tina, he's become accustomed to your cooking. And much as it grosses you out, maybe just throwing some chicken on the grill for him or sauteing some pork will just make him happy. You got to keep doing it.
I just don't think that that's the right idea. I think he should learn how to cook, and I can't wait to eat his veggies.
Yeah, I would say more likely maybe you could just start working in some substitute stuff that he doesn't even aware that you're doing it, right? So some impossible meat, the shredded beef looks really good, tofu, just trick him, you know, see what you can get away with and what you can't. That'll be the fun, the challenge there.
That's a really good idea.
In the meantime, Wade, you've got to be relieved, but know that time is ticking most likely for you in this situation.
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. It sucks.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, there we go.
I guess so.
Yep.
To the point.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Wendy.
Wendy, you ready to play?
And I know nothing, Anna.
Okay. Well, that's all right, Wendy. You're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Wendy.
All right. Let's have a little faith, Wendy. You could do this. You can put her best foot forward. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'll invite Raven back into the room. I'll ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you $300 today. That's a jackpot. You ready to go?
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
Number 1, the set of Big Brother had to beef up their security after fans were trying to help contestants by using bullhorns and throwing tennis balls with messages into their yard with spoilers. Julie Chen has hosted the show since the start. What talk show did she co-host for 8 seasons on CBS?
I know that's The Talk.
Number 2, after more than a decade, Pauly Shore is returning to star in a new movie titled Guest House. What type of animal is Pauly Shore's nickname?
Pauly Shore's nickname? I don't know.
Number 3, The Voice is back for season 19. What color are the chairs that spin around when the judges hit the button?
Red and black.
Number 4, Dr. Phil is asking his fans to stop calling him Daddy because it's awkward. What's Dr. Phil's last name?
Phil. Doctor is his first name.
Good, good. And number 5, Lindsay
Lohan.
It's too late, Wendy. Number 5, Lindsay Lohan is being sued by HarperCollins for collecting an advance of $365,000 for a book that she never wrote. Who played Lindsay Lohan's mom in Freaky Friday?
I don't know. Michelle Williams. I have no idea.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven.
Yo. All right. How'd you do?
Wendy got 2 out of 5, but she was very amusing.
Okay.
Good.
Well, not too great, Wendy. Well, let's see how I do.
Number 1, the set of Big Brother had to beef up their security after fans were trying to help contestants by using bullhorns and throwing tennis balls with messages into the yard with spoilers.
Kind of ridiculous.
Julie Chen has hosted the show since the start.
Right.
But what talk show does she co-host for 8 seasons on CBS?
She co-hosts The Talk.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep. And the funny part is like you would think it's younger people. They're saying it's all middle-aged men that are doing this.
It's so
very
weird,
odd.
Right? Isn't this season supposed to be like hot though? People are making out left and right.
I don't know.
People are really lacking for entertainment right now.
Number two, after more than a decade, Pauly Shore is returning to star in a new movie titled Guest House. What type of animal is Pauly Shore's nickname?
He's the weasel, of course. I just watched the movie actually last weekend. Not great.
Number three, The Voice is back for season 19. What color are the chairs that spin around when the judges hit the button?
Aren't they red?
Yes. Number four, Dr. Phil is asking his fans to stop calling him Daddy because it's awkward. True. It is awkward.
It is awkward.
What's Dr. Phil's last name?
It's not McGruff. It's McGraw.
Yes.
Gotcha this time.
Yeah. Wendy said Dr. and Phil, so Phil.
Right. I mean, it was a solid guess, right? I mean, that's the brand. It's like Madonna. Nobody's remembering him for McGraw.
Number five, Lindsay Lohan is being sued by HarperCollins for collecting an advance of $365,000 for a book that she never wrote.
Surprise, surprise.
Who played Lindsay Lohan's mom in Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis, the exquisite Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm sorry, Wendy.
Woo, Silver Fox.
Raven beat you 5-2 this morning.
It's Wendy, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks, Wendy. This time, maybe next time. All right, we're going to put another $100 in the jackpot. That means Monday morning you'll have $400. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to Monday's five pop culture questions.